This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, we got a little homecoming night. Bogey's coming back to town.
That'd be interesting, right?
Yep. He scored 30 the other night when the Clippers beat the Heat. Where was that? With the Hawks.
Dude, he was brutal this year with the Hawks.
I think the Olympics took it all out of him, I think. Maybe he played so well during the Olympics, and I think
he really did. And you know what's funny? You know, I think we were just, and the guys maybe behind the glass can help me with this. We were just on air, I think, when Bogey signed like an $85 million extension less than 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And we were, you know, celebratory of
it. Yeah.
And, you know, he's always been that sixth man of the year candidate. I don't remember what he was making per year, but. You were like, oh, Bogey's going to be here until he retires.
Right. It felt good. And it, like you said, Bogey had – we obviously knew what Bogey could do. It was like, yeah, sign me up. I'm here for it. I'm ready to go.
Yeah, but then he's always like, you play two games and it'll be out three. Oh, back spasms or, you know, oh, he's got a sore quad or there's always something with
it. And then like you guys talked about it, it was so unfortunate because we were so hyped up, at least I was, during watching the Olympics, like, oh, yeah, if this is the Bogey, we're going to get him this year, man. So yeah. I'm
bring
ready.
In that Euro
bring
ball,
it on,
baby.
Yeah.
Bring in that Euro ball. I'm ready.
And then, like, Rob, to your point, I think the Olympics took more out of him than maybe he realized it was going to. So
that's what I think they should do with the All-Star game, man. Make it international. Make it and play overseas.
Try to play a game overseas. The NHL.
Yeah.
Try to play off the
and
NHL.
And play a game overseas every other year. Have you seen the crowds over there for those games?
Oh, yeah. They're crazy.
Nuts,
it's like a college football game.
Oh, yeah. It's nuts. And then bring it back here. Let's gin up some geopolitical hatred, man. Let's do it.
Let's get some international social interactions to really throw things off the rails. I do have an interesting topic about this that somebody brought up to me yesterday, and I honestly didn't know the answer to this. And I'm sure we'll get into Cooper Flagg at some point in the show.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't want to jump ahead too much, but since we're talking about the Hawks a little bit, somebody asked me, given what you already know about Zachary Risacher and his, you know, what he's really done, and I'm going to say the last 40 games, just kind of theorizing, do you think that you would still take Cooper Flagg number one overall, even knowing that Zachary Risacher, what he has developed into and what, you know, he has kind of grown into? Like, you know that you right at this point, you know you have a solid player in Zachary Risacher. Do we think he's going to be a superstar? Who knows at this point?
Probably not, but he's not going to be a generational player.
Right.
Number one, but he's already very good.
So if Cooper Flagg, if you know, knowing what you know about Cooper Flagg right now, if he was in last year's draft and you could go back, would you take Cooper Flagg number one overall?
I would.
Oh, yeah.
I think you have to.
You got to. Like, you can't pass up on a Cooper Flagg, man.
That's the depressing thing about it. You know, and like I'm stoked about Zachary Risacher. Like, stoked. And he did. I mean, it was the first 3 weeks. They're trying to find their rotation with DeAndre Hunter. He's trying to find a shot. He's been cold the last, like, 40 games, like I said. But even all of that being said, I'm watching, you know, before Cooper Flagg rolls the ankle yesterday, I'm watching him going, this dude's a little bit different, man.
Oh, like,
it's a little different.
That's crazy. Right when you talked about him rolling the ankle up there on the ESPN.
Yeah,
there it is.
On the screen right there. It's unfortunate, obviously, for a number of reasons yesterday. But, man, last year was just one of those weird years. And I feel like that's what NFL teams feel about the quarterback position this year. where they're like, man, last year was such an awesome year. Yeah, next year could be an awesome year. And it was like, this year's quarterback class, meh. That's why we have all the news about Aaron Rodgers and Russell Wilson and, you know, maybe Kirk Cousins and Daniel Jones and everything else, because it just feels like this one's a little bit shallow.
And Geno Smith. Don't hate on Geno.
And Sam Darnold. I did see, and we'll get into this a little bit later in the show, I did see a mock, and I have not seen this yet. You guys correct me if I'm wrong. I saw a mock from one of the guys at CBS Sports this morning that had Jackson Dart as the second quarterback taken, going to the Steelers in the early 20s. And
well, I heard he helped himself, combine, everything else.
I think he did, but the bigger story is that Shadur had fallen to late first round. And I think that's very interesting. But at the same time, I saw a mock yesterday that had Shadur going to the Saints, and I was like, huh, that'd be really interesting, to see that as well. It'll definitely, I think we're 6 weeks out, almost exactly, you know, from knowing, you know, what
six weeks to yesterday,
6 weeks to yesterday, knowing what the first round of the draft's going to look like. So we'll have a lot of those answers, but I'm sure that that's something that we'll mull over for the next 6 weeks for sure, man. So
let's open up the front page, shall we? This segment brought to you by Padley. Sell your home for cash fast. PADLYBuys.com. We don't open up the front page. The front page is there. Then you open it up. That was stupid.
Yeah. Well, you just got to fold out the bottom part. You know what I mean?
When's the last time you actually physically held a newspaper? So I miss those. I can still do that occasionally, but I miss those days.
I do. I will say, like, as far as like an AJC, it's been years. We do get the free version of like the Sandy Springs Reporter. Throwing on our driveway.
There's some hard-hitting journalism there.
I'll open that thing up every now and then. Just
what's their sports section like?
Journalism.
Oh, sorry. I was a little late. Oh,
wrong show.
Handle it. What? Oh, yeah. No, I don't. Their sports section pretty much non-existent, other than a couple of high school highlights that happen around there.
The corned beef and cabbage I had last night was divine.
Goldbergs. Went and got you a Reuben. Yeah, man. No, I don't know. Last time I actually opened a front page, years. Years.
Me too.
Since I've done that, man. It's kind of sad, honestly.
It's like, you know, wake up on a Sunday morning, pour me a big glass of bourbon, and open up the paper.
Well, some bourbon and Cheerios.
Yes.
Do my crossword.
Oh, yeah, you talk about Cooper Flagg. John Shire says he's basically a long shot for tonight's semifinal game against North Carolina.
Yeah, they were theorizing this during the game yesterday as they're showing him being wheeled back to the x-ray in the thing. I mean, it's like, you know, it's not quite Paul Pierce, but you're sitting there going, oh, okay.
Not as dramatic, right?
Right. But you know, I've actually been in that situation one time. We were playing in the Sugar Bowl, and I got rolled up, and they were, like, you know, wheeling me back to the...
Did Arthur Blank push you back out?
No, it was the... No. Arthur wasn't around at that point. I don't even remember who the AD was at Bama at the time. I guess it was Mal Moore. But, yeah, you know, you go back and get the x-ray. I got the x-rays in the Superdome, and they're kind of like, you know, you're out on the sideline on your crutches, and you're like, man, we're getting the crap beat out of us. It's not good. So,
which game was this?
We played Utah in 08.
Oh, I remember. Yeah, you
remember that game.
Y'all got you were disinterested, weren't you?
You know what's – and not to go down from the tangent, but what people don't realize, we were not a passing team. We ran the ball a lot. Our left tackle, who won the Outland, did not play in that game.
Well, that's –
So they moved me to left tackle, and I got rolled up on the eighth play of the game.
Oh.
And all of a sudden, it was like that whole running game we had the whole year.
Yeah.
Not going to happen. Not against Utah, who literally on that side of the line had three
draft picks. So you're down to your third
left tackle. Paul Kruger, who played for the Browns, was over there. Coamisi, a second-round draft
pick. But
they
were young and not quite ready for the
It was like this is not going to turn out well. We kind of just, you know, based our entire existence off the run game until you're missing, you know, two starting linemen on the left side of your line of scrimmage. And, yeah, and Utah was really, really good. So you got to give them credit as well.
Atlanta United back in action. What is it, Sunday night in Miami against Messi and my team? It is here. My bad.
Yeah.
I guess you got to score, right? There you go. You score three goals first game, and then you've kind of been diminishing.
Yeah,
they're still trying to conjure some chemistry, though, between Latte and Miggy, and, you know.
They did, and we talked about it a little bit coming off the game last weekend. They looked disinterested's not the right word.
Yeah.
It looked like they were confused as to what their roles needed to be at any given time. And I'd have to go back and, you know, look at some of the comments I had from Monday, but it was just your heat map. You know, as far as where you actually held on to the ball is just all midfield. Like, I mean, you're just literally kicking it back and forth along the midfield line and just hoping somebody can get creative.
Was that a testament to the Red Bulls defense, though, maybe kind of keeping you off the wings where you can use your speed?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Maybe
I think it just simply it's not even a Red Bulls defense. I think just when you play an away game, you're looking for a tie in the MLS. You know what I mean? Like if you can win your home games and tie on the road, then you're in a good spot. And I think that when it comes down to it, you know that's what you're going to get most of the time when people come to Mercedes-Benz Stadium. People kind of parking the bus, as they call it, and not allowing you to play forward, and that's why it becomes difficult, especially when you haven't known your teammates more than just a few weeks, which that's what's going on with Atlanta United right now.
All right, Hawks and Clippers tonight at State Farm Arena. Clippers coming off a win in Miami, as we mentioned earlier, with Bogey coming home after scoring 30 the other night. I don't know if Kawhi's playing or not. Is Ben Simmons going to play? I don't know.
Yeah.
Simmons is out. Well, imagine that.
I was going to say.
Boy, about going to the bank with a mask and a gun, basically, is what he's been doing.
Really has. I mean, he's not, Zion's not quite that status, but I know there's been conversations about him as well. I think the Hawks, look, just keep it rolling. You've won 4 in a row. See if you can make it 5. Like we talked about yesterday, I don't know that you can make it to the 6th seed. I don't know that you have time left. But, again, I have made the argument all along that the next, whatever it is, 18 games you have left are more important in these 18 games than the actual playoff run in terms of what you're going to have next season.
Yeah.
Right? So figure out what you got.
Young team trying to figure it out, and you got to figure out what you're going to do with Trey in the offseason. Right?
You got to figure out what you're going to do with Caris LeVert. There's a couple of things, pieces to be moved around, and then, build something, and then eventually you'll get, Jalen back healthy, and maybe you can make something out of Kobe Bufkin on the offensive end before next year and hit the ground running next season. I'm not giving this season. Look, don't get it misconstrued. I'm not giving this season away, but I want to see the Hawks play well over the next few weeks stretch before you even get to the playoffs is what I'm saying.
Well, they're a fun team to watch. I'm telling you, they showed me everything. Clearly no title, no deep playoff run. That game in New York about a month and a half ago, 6 weeks ago, they're down what? What were they down, like 8 points with that 18 seconds left, force overtime?
Yeah.
There's a little constitution that I like about this team that I can supplement it with some bodies, and let's see what happens next year.
I love this version of Trey.
Yeah.
Bo calls him Bearded Trey because he's got the beard now. He looks older. But, man, he's just such a matured veteran version of Trey that we're getting
now. The maturity has been pretty drastic, I think.
It's a seasoned version of Trey Young is what I keep calling it, man. He's just seasoned. He's ready to go. I love it.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's almased.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.